Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Gymnastics. The Tigers back from the SEC Championships in New Orleans. Auburn will be heading to the West Coast, compete in the Berkeley Regional starting on April 5th. Joined by Tigers head coach Jeff Graber. Coach, your thoughts about the weekend in New Orleans and how Auburn performed?
Pretty good. I do think we were a little bit nervous, a little bit tight. It's a young team in new positions, and I do think the first event or two showed us being a little bit tight. But the events we needed to improve on were vault and bars, and we actually did a really good job on those two events at the end of the meet. So long term, we feel really, really good about our mental approach right now, and I feel like most of our athletes are, you know, as healthy as you can be this time of year, I guess you could say. But really feel good. I wouldn't say it's a rebuilding year, but it's retooling. So we're still teaching people to not just the whole game, but also some experienced people new roles, and they're starting to settle down. And that was a pretty big meet for us to do that in.
Highlight a couple of the individual performances, if you would, Coach.
Well, I mean, Aria Brush is fantastic. She did a great job on all three events that she's on. Cassie Stevens took second in that session in the all around, and is an all SEC on vault, and did a fantastic vault. Julianne Huff, a freshman, did a great job on vault as well. Actually tied Cassie in that event. I just feel like there were some really big bright spots throughout the whole meet where young people actually stepped up and did a really good job. And we finished the meet with Olivia Greaves getting a 9.9 on bars. And we actually had 4 9.9s on bars, and Olivia was our last one. So a freshman who's only been here for half a year, basically been competing for half a year, is starting to hit her stride as well. So quite a few bright spots.
What is the key as you move forward? No competition this weekend as you get ready now for the regional. What is the key to a quick start? And I know that sounds like a simple question, but it may not have a simple answer.
Yeah, we start on floor. So I think that's good for us. That's one of our events that we're really confident with. And in reality, it doesn't matter what you score, and it doesn't matter your performance level is, it's going to be how other teams perform as well. I guess I'll put it a different way. If we went 195 here in a week and a half, but we beat two other teams and qualified to the Sweet 16, we'd be ecstatic. If we went 198 and finished third, we wouldn't be very happy because we wouldn't qualify on through the bracket. So the score needs to take a back seat now to just being mentally tough. And I do think that's the advantage of this team is, we do need to start strong. It'll be good that we're starting on floor. It'll be good that we're finishing on beam because those are pretty solid events for us. But really it's about us staying in our bubble and this getting this young team to understand that your toughness is an advantage in this format.
It is a different mindset now because all season long, it has been about the score, the score, the score. And now it's about the win, the win, the win at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. And the pressure and the pressure and the pressure, see, that's been our problem is the young people, we're trying a little too hard for the score at times. And I think that got in our way during the regular season. But what we were really good at and what we've been consistently good at all year is rising to the occasion. If we've had a mistake, the next person up, I just had a meeting with the girls yesterday. I said, I think our secret weapon is we have each other's back. This team is really good about if somebody messes up, the next person fixes the problem, and everybody's had an opportunity to mess up at times. So going into the postseason, that's an advantage that the teams that are tough, because the pressure is so high that even your best teams, even your best athletes make mistakes. And the goal is that you don't make as many mistakes as the other team, that you embrace the fact that you're going to have a couple, but you stop that mistake quickly and move on as fast as you can, because the teams that adjust and adapt quickly usually make it through the bracket.
All right, Coach, talk about this week of training now as you gear up for the NCAA regionals next week on the West Coast.
Well, trying to keep them healthy, trying to get them back to healthy. We just finished a long run where we're still down an athlete or two that we've had in the regular season. You know, Hannah Hagel, trying to get her back. She's been out for about 3 or 4 weeks now. Everybody's in that boat trying to get as healthy as they can going into the postseason. But for us mainly, it's this week. It's the recovery, and then it's focusing on our format. We're going to go floor, vault, bars, beam as a rotation. And the good thing is for us, qualifying through the first round or the second round to the third round, which is a Sweet 16, that would be the same rotation. So we don't actually have to do two different assignments this week. We're just going to focus on starting on floor and finishing on beam, getting a couple inner squads in and changing our lineups around, making sure that everybody's comfortable with their role. And then next week, get our head on straight, you know, maybe one last push to try to clean some little teeny things up before we get on the road and, you know, get on the airplane on Wednesday.
We'll talk more about this next week on This Week in Auburn Gymnastics, but just your initial impression of the region and the region field as you head to Berkeley, Coach.
I mean, you know, you don't know what's the tough regional until after the region, because you don't know who's going to struggle and who's, you don't know what anybody's injury or sickness issues are, but on paper, this is a bad regional. You know, we're the team that has to fly all the way across the country, and the teams we're going up against are the home team in Cal, Stanford, which is a 25-mile drive, and then the winner of San Jose State and Southern Utah, which San Jose State is a 35-mile drive. So it's basically a home meet for three teams, and we have to fly three time zones. So we have to get our head around the fact that's an advantage for us if we are mentally tough, that we are an SEC team we're used to tough matchups. But on paper, this isn't going to be fun. So we'll see what we can do. I haven't told the team that. That's just between you and I.
Okay. We'll keep it that way then. Coach, thank you very much for the visit. We'll talk to you again next week when we further preview the NCAA regionals. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jeff Grable on This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.